Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for pre-opening markets here on this Thursday morning. Hope you're having a great morning so far. A complete preview of all your markets coming up when we come back after this.
You know about GoBob Pipe and Steel's monster fence panels. They're designed for the cattle producer or sale barn operator that never wants to repair or replace any section of their pens. Monster Fence continuous panels are still available in 20-foot panels, but now the Monster Fence is also available in 24-foot continuous panels. Monster Fence from GoBob is quick and easy to build. The new 24-foot continuous panels are built tough, so you'll never need to replace or repair them. GoBob's new 24-foot Monster continuous fence panels are twice as heavy and several times stronger than conventional fence panel pipe, all without a sizable increase in cost. If you want to build your pens once and stop repairing or replacing because of damage, then you need GoBob's Monster Fence, now in 24-foot continuous panels. Heavy-duty, high-quality continuous fence panels by GoBob Pipe and Steel. Find GoBob Pipe and Steel online at GoBobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com. GoBobRadio.com.
Well, cattle futures call mixed lower on a disappointing futures close yesterday. Prices again traded higher during the session, but finished with losses, something common on the downtrend that has been established since early November. The cash cattle potential should start to take greater shape today, with starting bids around $115 in our part of the country. We saw $116 traded cash at the FedCalExchange.com yesterday. We're looking at bids of $184 to $186 in the north. The hog futures are called mixed today. Yesterday's futures market ended with small gains. Expectations for ample inventory, however, will keep rally potential in check. Moving to the futures, the wheat futures were flat overnight. Like corn, December wheat contracts will go off the board at noon today. In the meantime, look for steady to firmer on follow-through. Yesterday's strong close may have traders second-guessing how short they want to be in a market that has been in a downtrend for months on end and is considered oversold. Trade estimates for this morning's USDA weekly export sales, about 250,000 to 450,000 tons. Corn futures are unchanged overnight ahead of the expiration of the December contract today. The contract looks to off the board near its contract low, with all-time frames slumping lower also. Look for continued consolidation, but we believe a lack of strong farmer selling will help provide for a small recovery. Trade estimates for this morning's export sales are 700,000 to 1 million tons. Soybean futures were down a nickel to new, nearly one-month lows overnight as weather premium evaporates due to wetter South American forecasts, particularly in southern Brazil and northern Argentina. However, totals and coverage remain open to interpretation as forecasters try to fine-tune their outlooks. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producer, your final Superior Video Livestock Auction of the year coming up this Thursday, December 14th, broadcast live on the Cowboy Channel, Dish Network Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time, 16,000 head being offered, 3,500 yearling steers, 1,600 yearling heifers, 8,900 weaned calves, and 1,600 bred stock. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior a call at 800-422-2117.
Well, December live cattle down 50 cents yesterday at 115.65. February down 77 at 118.37. April feeder cattle, make that April live, was down 77 at 120.20. January feeder cattle down 145, 145.65. March down 125 at 144.05. February hogs up 27, 66.80. April's up 30 cents, 71.47. Kansas City wheat, March was up 5 cents yesterday, 416 and a quarter. May was up 4 3/4 at 429 1/4. Chicago wheat marched up 6 cents, 416 3/4. May was up 5 1/4 at 429 1/4. March corn up 1 1/4 at 349. May was up 1 1/4, 357 1/4. January soybeans up 3.5, 979 1/4. March up 3 1/4 at 990 1/2. March cotton up 55, 74.68. May up 46 at 7501. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.